Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, All Black, All News, All You, for Saturday, February 4th, 2012. This broadcast is designed to service the African-American communities in Chicago and around the world. Today's segment is called CBBN Business Journals. CBBN Business Journals will feature interviews with business owners and other innovators from around the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions, Book 1, 2010, now available on Amazon.com, producer for this series, and founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. We have close to 900 members in our network. Join us today and touch the world. We would also like to ask that you go to Indiegogo.com and support our upcoming project, the 2012 Experience. That's www.indiegogo.com. Do a search for Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions and you'll find me. We love this series. We get to share our greatest experiences and relationships with you, our listening audience. Photography can be considered a pleasurable visual experience, but it's much more than that. We know that. It is art, and it can take you through a whole range of emotions depending on the photographer's presentation and subject. So that's what we're going to be doing today, getting a better understanding of photography. Joining us today on CBBN Business Journals is John Truffo. I'm going to get that straight, and his wife, Liz. John Truffo and his wife, Liz. John, don't kill me. Now, their husband and wife photo team,
did wonderful, yes.
Yes. They are, John and Liz are a husband and wife photo team, and JLT is passionate about capturing and preserving the images that we all value the most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. Their images have been published internationally in BBC Wildlife Magazine out of the United Kingdom and Germany, Pacific Discovery Magazine out of California, and Seasons Magazine out of Ontario, and many others. You can also get additional information at jnltphotography.com, jnltphotography.com. John and Liz, welcome to CBBN Business Journals. How are you this morning?
We're wonderful. Thank you very much. We're really, really happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. First of all, you know that all the North Americans want to know what's going on in Canada. So first, tell us a little bit about Toronto and about each of you, and how long have you lived in Canada?
I was born in Canada myself. Liz was born in Chile, but she did most of her growing up in Brazil, and she did move to Canada. What would it be, in your 20s?
1981.
Oh, my goodness. 1991, and I met Liz maybe a year or so after she moved to Canada, and we've been on a big adventure ever since, and the adventure continues. In Toronto, things are always very exciting here, lots and lots happening, sometimes a little too much happening, but that's the way cities are. It's a really, really wonderful place. I've been to so many big, beautiful, fantastic cities throughout my life. But once I got to Toronto, I kind of thought, you know, that's it. I'm just going to live here. And here I am today. I've been here, what, 20 years?
About 20 years.
I think I've been here for about 20 years. So for me to be in one city for 20 years, I didn't think it would be possible. But here I am.
And that's wonderful to find that place in your life. And you know it when you get there. That's wonderful. And you don't have to go anywhere else. You're there. That's great.
Yeah,
now, let me ask.
You said it perfect, because everybody from around the world is here. So I don't really feel the pressure to go see the world anymore, because the whole world is right here.
Approximately, what is the population of Toronto, approximately?
Oh, my goodness. That I really don't know.
Okay.
It's got to be
upper a
million
large
or so. at least a million, probably more.
Is it?
It's hard to define. It's hard to define because we have what we call GTA, Greater Toronto Area, and we also have Golden Horseshoe, and within Toronto itself, it's been mega citied here. So we have Scarborough, Mississauga, which is a complete identity unto its own. But we also have Etobicoke, North York, York, Centre, Toronto. It just goes on and on and on. So there's many, many different communities and actual cities right inside what we call GTA Greater Toronto Area or even Toronto itself. So to ask about a population, I'd actually have to do some research to get a good number on that.
About a
million, great. So it is a huge metropolis type of city. Okay, great. You're listening to CBBN Business Journals this morning with John and Liz Triple of J&LT Photography out of Toronto, Canada. John, why don't you tell us how you got interested in photography, and then we'll find out how Liz was led into it, or was it because of you? Go ahead.
I think my interest in photography really grew out of a greater overall interest in nature and wildlife in particular. So ever since I was a boy, I've been very, very keenly interested in wildlife, and I'm from Saskatchewan, and I'm quite familiar with a lot of South Saskatchewan wildlife, and I grew up with that. I used to try drawing pictures of animals and nature, and I have considerable difficulty controlling my fingers, and so drawing is really not a career option for me. It never really was. And I started going deeper and deeper out into the field, learning more and more about nature and wildlife, and I was coming back with stories, quite frankly, nobody would believe. Nobody would ever believe half the stories I'd come back with. So for me to pick up a camera was quite a natural thing, because I could take pictures of what I was viewing. I can interpret what I was viewing. I could bring it back and put shows together. I used to take traveling shows around and just to show people what was happening out there. And I had all this photographic evidence, if you want to look at it that way, to support what, I was trying to tell people that I was coming across out there. So now there's an edge of credibility, and there's an artistic feature edge to it that constantly grows. And I can take this type of work around and show it to lots and lots of people. I've been in many different venues with my slideshows, and literally show it to the world. Nowadays, I can put it online, and really the whole world is looking at what I've discovered. And so that's really where photography came from for me. It came from early childhood watching animals.
Great. And Liz, what about you? How did you get interested in photography?
I remember when I was a little girl, my dad always used to take pictures of us. And at the time, it was the prints. Meeting John, which we actually met in a park when he was working for the Royal Saskatchewan Museum, and he was taking pictures of mushrooms. And I thought to myself, that's weird. Why would this man take pictures of mushrooms in a park? Well, they needed a certain species to put at the museum of different kinds of mushroom. And I was working at a fast food restaurant at the time, and I remember seeing him go into a photo shop right beside this fast food. And I thought to myself, isn't that guy who was at the park taking pictures of mushrooms? And he came back, and we kind of looked at each other, and there was a connection already. And he showed me what he was taking pictures of, and I thought that's interesting. And long story short, we dated and we got married, and I remember going out with him for hikes and taking pictures of natures and sceneries and animals and birds. And so at the beginning, I thought it was a bit boring because there was a lot of hiking and a lot of standing outdoors. But then when I see the final product, when I saw the final product, I thought this is pretty neat. This is amazing work. And later on, he always gave me a camera for me to have. I never chose the cameras. He always chose it for me. And seeing, helping him out now that we have a studio, And now that we do weddings and other things, we are a little bit more commercial. He's allowed me to shoot with him, and I get to see. And it's funny because sometimes we have family portraits or a lady coming doing a shot, and we kind of have this. Not fight, but a little of rivalry, and oh, my shot is better than yours, and so the client kind of laughs because we're a little bit competitive. So I think it influenced a lot in my life. Why I decided kind of to go that route.
So photography is your major business that you specialize in, and for approximately 20 years, is that what you're saying?
For me, it's much more than 20 years. For Liz, I don't know, could we put a year value on your interest?
I would say in the last 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, she started getting serious about it in the last 5 years. She actually started paying attention.
She's getting serious now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm not just barking at a blank wall. She's actually kind of listening a little bit.
Oh, okay, good. It took you a while, but you're doing okay, John. Now, what do you specialize in as photographers, John?
Our specialty now, commercially speaking, is weddings, first and foremost. And we're really expanding our portraiture portraiture portfolio as well. So we're doing family portraits, women with child portraits, and we're also doing we feature lifestyles, website imagery. We do fashion, we do glamour, boudoir. We try to do pretty much anything that comes along, anything that fits into the portraiture portfolio. We're happy to experiment with. We do special events, indoor and outdoor. That could be anything from a simple birthday party to outdoor festivals, stuff like that. We do commercial products. We'll shoot homes. We'll shoot automobiles. And we'll shoot industrial things. And always we do whenever we get a chance, we'll shoot nature, wildlife, and we develop natural science education programs out of this. And we also do hobby photography, and that's really one thing we tend to do a lot of is hobby photography. We'll do our own hobby, and we'll photograph other people's hobbies too. That's really a wonderful, sort of an unexplored avenue in the commercial world, I find. So we're really getting into that too.
Let me ask you this. Suppose, and maybe John, you can answer this, or maybe Liz, or both of you. Suppose I've never been married, which I have not, and I'm planning my wedding for this year, and I come to you to talk to you about photography. Tell me a little bit about what you would tell me on that first visit. I really don't know anything about. I just want some great pictures. Tell me what you offer me.
Oh, well, that would be my expertise. He has let me ahead of doing all the advertisement and all the PR, I guess. Well, first of all, we do a meeting with a client. We do with a couple, and we want to make sure if they want to be on board, because it's really hard to work with somebody that they're not wanting to work with you. And we like to have fun in our wedding. We like to not stress the bride out. We want to make sure, and one thing we like to tell, try not to drink before you were doing the photo shoot. You know, leave the drinking for after, because it does definitely affect how the photo shoot is taken. We've had occasions where that wasn't fun. And we look for packages. We customize packages everywhere. Nowadays, to get married, you look in, I don't know about in Chicago, but even here in Canada, anywhere from $10,000 to, God, you can go to $50,000 for a wedding. And we work with the couple's budget. So we don't advertise packages in our website. We basically tell you, come and talk to us, what you're looking for, and we're definitely willing to accommodate anybody. So to back up, we want to make sure the couple has fun with us, that they're doing what they wanted to do on their photo shoot. that they wanted to work with us, and basically just keep it fun, keep it active, keep it different. I like when I actually received an email yesterday and says, we're looking for photographers, we're looking to have fun with us, .. not boring, and we're all about that, you know, just to have fun.
Great, great. And you certainly have the experience. We're going to take a little break here, but before we do, would you tell our listening audience how they can reach out to you for more information and to schedule appointments with you?
Absolutely. So they can reach us at www.jnltphotography.com, and our phone number is 647-955-0288, and talk to John or Liz. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Chicago Black Business Radio Network. Today's segment is called CBBN Business Journals. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network, connecting businesses across Chicago and the world. With us today on CBBN Business Journals is John Triple and his wife, Liz, of J&L Photography, located in Toronto. We're going to take a short break and hear a word or two from our sponsors, and we're going to be right back. Please stay with us. Proud and Privileged, America's first African-American anytime drama, is getting ready for its first season, and they want to celebrate with you, Chicago. Meet the cast and the production team of Proud and Privileged on Friday, March 23rd at the Prince Hall Masonic Temple, located at 809 East 42nd Place in Chicago. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Enjoy great music, networking, refreshments, and photo ops. $25 in advance, $35 at the door. Advance payment recommended to PayPal.com at Chicago's. That's Chicago with an S. Chicago's Black Business Network at gmail.com. Get on board by calling us at 312-239-8835. Preview the trailer at www.storiesourway.tv. Sponsored by South Street Journal, Chicago's Black Business Network, and WJPC-FM Chicago, the soul of Chicago. Just a little bit about who we are. Chicago's Black Business Network is a grassroots business-to-business service designed to assist the individual business owner in his or her efforts to reach the next level of service and growth in the marketplace. It is our goal to provide a platform for businesses to connect across the city and the country. This is where you create relationships that are designed to take your business to the next level of success. Chicago's Black Business Network is growing. We now have 800-plus members, and it is our mission to plant the seeds and provide the tools for growth to each of our members. Visit us today, www.chicagos, that's Chicago with an S, chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Join us today and touch the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder.
We're the soul of Chicago, WJPC.
On Sunday, February 26th at 4 p.m., find yourself in the midst of a new experience when you attend The March, a civil rights opera by Alan Marshall and Jonathan Stinson. This is a free event. Reservations are highly recommended. Pre-register by email at rsvp@civilrightsopera.com. Hosted by the Chicago Park District and the South Shore Opera Company. That's Sunday, February 26th at 4 p.m. at the South Shore Cultural Center, 7059 South Shore Drive in Chicago. For details on this drama in the making set in 1963, visit civilrightsopera.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. Today's segment is Chicago's CBBN Business Journals. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. We're reaching out to business owners to join us and be part of this journey. Give us a call at 312-239-8835, 312-239-8835 for details. With us today on CBBN Business Journals is John Triple and his wife, Liz, of JNLT Photography out of Toronto, Canada. Welcome back to the show, John and Liz. Now, what I want to ask you is, what you do is not easy for everyone, and I don't mean the photography, and we touched on it a little bit, but I mean working together as a husband and wife team. Can you tell us how you manage both of those relationships? I know Liz did tell us she does the PR and hour, but tell us how you manage both of those relationships. And I understand you had an anniversary, a 20th year anniversary, so you must be doing okay, but just share with us how you manage the work side and the marriage and put those two together.
We let the work management sort of manage us in a sense that Liz has very well-defined duties in the business, and I have very well-defined duties as well. So as long as I'm doing what I need to do and Liz is doing what she needs to do, we sort of marry these two disciplines, if you like, and we let the business roll forward that way. So there's very little room for us to, you know, bump each other or get in each other's way. We have to synchronize ourselves. So if, just for an example, if something comes up on the books and if something changes, we need to let each other know so that, you know, one of us doesn't get caught off guard with something that's unexpected on the book. So it's simple things like that. I take care of the conceptualization of where the business goes. I conceptualize and I realize in the sense like we come up with a concept, we want the shoot to look this way, or we come up with a client who has a concept and they want the shoot to look this way. So I'll try to bring that into a reality, and they have photographs that they want. So that's conceptualization and realization. That's pretty much my field. However, I have Liz viewing everything that I do, and I constantly need her to keep me on track so I don't lose focus of what direction we've decided or has been decided for us. So I'll work on the photographic technicalities of it all, the lighting, all that type of thing. Liz, on the other hand, she's going to be doing a lot of networking, a lot of marketing. She'll be actually talking to the clients. She's usually the first one to talk to our clients. Almost always, in fact. And this kind of, she'll relay important information to me about how the shoot should go, and then I'll work out the details, and then I'll relay information back to her, and then when we actually start doing a shoot, we're both on the same page, and when the client arrives, we have to make adjustments to make sure that we're on the same page with the client, and then that way, that's how the shoot really works well. So what we do, we complement each other constantly, and there's very little room for us to have any problems that way. And as long as the business keeps growing, we're both happy, and we celebrate with each other. Every success is a big celebration. So that's really how we look at it. Our business is an ongoing celebration.
And that's wonderful. Did you want to add anything, Liz?
That's John pretty much have said everything, and to put that on the side, we kind of treat our family kind of the same way. We have two little ones, and they're 6 and 8, and we do exactly the same thing. That model is exactly the same thing for our family, for our other side, our non-business side of us, which we talk about the kids all the time, and we have our one-on-one meeting when the kids are not here, and how kid number one is doing, what we need to change, and how kid number two is doing, and what we need to change with them. So we follow the same philosophy with our business and with our personal life, or financial life, with everything. So it works. 20 years worth of being together, I think it proves that it's working.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, are you bringing your children into your business, into photography?
They're bringing themselves, excuse me, they're bringing themselves into our business at their own pace, though. They show a lot of wonderful interest in what we're doing. So when one of them or both of them shows an interest in what's happening, I will explain to them. Basically, we field their questions as best we can. Every time a child asks a question, I just have to respond. It's very difficult to ignore a child with questions. So that's really how we go about it. They have questions about, you know, why are you putting that light there? What are you doing there? And what we'll do is we'll get the children to help us set up if they like. And then whenever we get a chance, they like to actually put a camera in their hand and actually take a photograph. And then nowadays it's so wonderful because you can instantly review your photograph. And it's very liberating that way. Digital technology allows us to have that instant gratification right there in front of us. So the children grow. They get very excited. They see their accomplishment, and then they kind of look at it a little while later, and they say, "You know, I want to do more. I want to do this differently." So we let them come into the field at their own pace, and we don't really push them at all. So far, so good. They're really, really interested in what we're doing.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that they're not that's reinforce what John said. They're not going to be pushing. If it's something that they want to pursue later on in their lives, wonderful. They're both into art. They love to draw. They love to, I mean, we're talking, they're little ones still, you know, 6 and 8. But they love the artistic side of things. So they're welcome to pursue it, and they're welcome not to if that's what they choose to do. So we leave the field open for them to explore it.
Wonderful. There was a photo on Facebook this week. Well, you know there's all kind of things on Facebook. But there was a photo on Facebook, and I think they're putting them a couple around of them, and maybe some new in photography, maybe it's not anything new. But there was a lady's photo, and you're supposed to find something different in the photo. Where it wasn't anything really different in the photo, because you would look at the photo and then only the lady's eyes would turn towards you and look at you and turn back and be still again. So it was throwing us all off. It was a little bit frightening and strange. But I guess that's just one example of so many new things that's going to be done with photography. I don't know if I care for that particular thing. But so many things that come forth with photography. In the last couple of minutes, is there anything else that you want to share about your business? And please tell us again how we can contact you.
I think one thing I could add to that, it's a very interesting observation you made. There are many, many changes. The world is changing. Photography is changing, of course. How we live is changing. We keep an eye on all the changes. We try to keep up with it best we can. We try to let ourselves not get overwhelmed by it, and we actually look for endurance. We look for enduring qualities, enduring quality of life, enduring quality of happiness. And we can reflect that in photography in enduring ways. There's an old saying, photography lasts forever, which it really doesn't, but it's a pretty venerable saying. And we're looking for endurance, really. That's our focus. So we don't really want to be a flash in the pan. Excuse me. So you can contact us at jandltphotography, www.jandltphotography.com. And thank you very much. It's been a wonderful interview.
Absolutely. And, Liz, we want to thank you also. Did you have some final words for us?
No, thank you so much for having us. Ashley, I just want to mention, too, that if there are any schools listening out there, John does presentation with his nature photography at public, Catholics, any private school. John takes out his presentations with nature. We find that kids nowadays are not having... they're not active as they used to be. They're not going out in parks and seeing nature. So we're trying to get John to go back into the school, do his older programs of wildlife and birds and animals, and get kids motivated to go out there and look at nature, look at wildlife. We're talking about fox in the park and, you know, just very simple things, but having that hike in the park and having that that activity for kids is very important. We find that is important for ours and for our other kids out there as well.
Wonderful. We want to thank our guests on CBB and Business Journals, John Triple and his wife Liz of JNLT Photography. We want to put the T in it, JNLT Photography, out of Toronto, Canada. We really enjoyed having you. And I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. If you'd like to be a part of our show, give us a call at 312-239-8835 for details. Remember that all of our shows are rebroadcast on WJPC FM Chicago on Saturday mornings. We'll listen at www.wjpcchicago.com. We look forward to seeing you again right here on CBBN Business Journals. Have a wonderful and wonderful day and a life. Thank you so much for being with us. Good day.